From Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Jeez, a lot of results. You lead the way. What do we start with?
Right, yeah, heaps out there yesterday, and I think you're showcasing a few of them on the program a little bit later, aren't you? Let's talk about Spark. That was probably one of the big ones. Look, we know the company has recently announced a strategic review. We're waiting the outcome of that. And in terms of the share price outcome on the day, NZX on the NZX, Spark was probably the winner. So the results and the commentary were well received in that regard. But I'm going to come back to that. The results were broadly in line with guidance, maybe a whisper under market consensus expectations. They did see good growth in mobile revenue. They're executing their cost reduction initiatives. That includes job losses that help the result, offset by ongoing declines in their legacy services and weaker digital services. Revenue, $3.7 billion. That's pretty stable. Earnings just over $1 billion, $1.035 to be exact, a bit lower than last year, but broadly in line with analyst expectations. Net profit after tax, $225 million. Reported net profit after tax was much higher than that because they had some proceeds from a data center transaction, so closer to $500 million, $499, I think. So the good bits of the results are that growth in the mobile service revenue. Cost out is working, free cash flow is growing, debt is being addressed. The key issue will be the outcome of that strategic review. Look, earnings are still under a bit of pressure. Broadband market's still super competitive. They've got the big Spark 30 project going on in the background, trying to focus on their what they call their core connectivity businesses. The guidance for next year looks quite similar to this year. Look, just on the share price reaction, Mike, it popped higher. Looks to me like a bit of a relief. But look, I've got to say, I've got a comment. There was some notice yesterday about the fact that senior management got short-term incentive payments. The CEO, just shy of $1 million actually, gave an interview yesterday and noted, the CEO noted they didn't get those bonuses in 24-25 because they didn't hit their targets, but they did hit their short-term incentive targets in the 2026 financial year. Now, of interest to me is those short-term incentive targets, they don't include the share price performance. So this Spark share price is, what, 65% lower than a recent peak, 50 to 55% lower in the last sort of two financial years. So management are being rewarded, but the poor old shareholder not feeling any joy yet.
No. Australia jobs slowing down. Housing markets crashing. Jobs are a problem. They're all coming home.
Yeah, this was their employment data. So the Australian economy lost 16,000 jobs in July versus a market expectation of a 12,000 lift. Unemployment rate sitting around 4.5%, so their unemployment rate a little bit lower than ours because we're up in the fives. Hours worked fell 0.6% month on month. So, you know, this was a sort of quite a big miss in terms of data, but there were some data collection issues. The Australian Bureau of Statistics noted that the standard errors on estimates are bigger. In other words, it might not be as accurate as it normally is. Mm. But look, even allowing for that, it looks weaker. The labour market is cooling off. So the odds of another rate hike have actually fallen. So they were sitting, I'd say 50-50, 60-40 in favour of one more hike. Certainly not a done deal, but it just looks to me, Mike, that Australian economy is going to start to sort of weaken off. And we're sitting here with this picture, aren't we, where we're sort of saying that our economy might improve.
Yeah.
Over the next year or next year. You even talked about some of those numbers this morning. The Australian economy looks like it might be moving in the opposite direction.
Exactly. What are the numbers?
So the markets are a little bit lower, and you're talking about the bond market. You're absolutely right. They're going to need an awful lot more than $4 billion to turn. What he needs to do is stop his boss spending money. Now, the Dow Jones down 618 points, 1.16%, 52,845. The S&P 500 is down about 50 points, 0.63%, 7658. The NASDAQ is down 288 points, just over 1%. 26,042. The FTSE 100 gained 5 points, 10,748. The Nikkei up 1.36%. That's up 890 points, 66,216. Shanghai Composite up 9 points, about 0.25%, 3903. The ASX 200 yesterday gained about 0.33%, 9038. And in the wash, after all the results, the NZX 50 lost 10 points, 13,919. One Kiwi dollar continues to creep up, 0.5942 against the US, 0.8355 against Aussie, 0.5090 against the euro, 0.4360 against the pound, 94.51 Japanese yen. Gold also continues to sort of slowly push higher, $4,519. And unfortunately, despite the threats of economic sanctions and despite the fact that the Strait of Hormuz is open and oil is coming through, the oil market, don't believe any of that, $93.59.
You have a most excellent weekend. We'll see you next week. Shaw and Partners, the Wanderers, Andrew Kelleher.